Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Gittin Daf Yud Dalad. The daf starts with a discussion of the mechanics of the kinyan of Ma'amad Shloshtan, until the Gemara ultimately comes to the maskana that it's one of the tlas mili that are kehilchas abaloi ta'ima. But in the very beginning of the daf, the Gemara suggests that maybe the way the kinyan works is bahahi hanoa to komishtan yalei beimilvi yeshana lemilvi chadasha, that the loive has hanoa, that now the choiv is transferred to the third party and therefore it's going to become a milvi chadasha. Gomaru mishabed nafshei, he is mishabed himself to the third party. And the question is, how exactly does that explain how a kinyan takes effect? Reuven tells Shimon to give the money to Levi, and therefore, now that Shimon knows that he has a milva chadasha that he owes Levi, so he's gomer u'mishabed nafshei. But where exactly is the kinyan? Ba'ahi hanoah means he has hanoah about it. But how does that make a kinyan? Where do we see that ba'ahi hanoah could be a kinyan? So it looks like there are two drachim to explain this gemara. The Nemuke Yosef in Bav Metzia, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, in the Daf Harif, it's on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that any time it says in Shas ba'ahi hanoah, that is refers to a kinyan kesef, because hanoah is valuable to someone. The good feeling that he has, the hanoah, the pleasure that he has that now is transferred from a milva yeshana to a milva chadasha, is valuable to him. It's worth kesef, and therefore it's as if he received kesef. Therefore, the mechanics of a kinyan of bahi hanoah is with the kinyan of kesef. And the Rashba in Kiddushin, Tav Zayin Amar Aleph, brings the same Yisoid in the name of Rabbeinu Chanano. And then the Pshat in our Gemara would be that since the Loive is getting Hanoah, Bahi Hanoah, that it was transferred from a Milva Yeshana to a Milva Chadasha, it's as if he received Kesef, and the way the Kinyan would work would be with Kinyan Kesef. However, from the Rashash in Bechairis, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, it's Mavur that he learned a different Pshat in the Gemara. And that is because Tosfos there in Bechairis, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschil HaKnuye, says a very important Yesoid in Kinyanim, that even without a Maisa Kinyan, sometimes there could be a Chalois Kinyan, if the person is Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei, if we have an Umdana that there's a complete Gemiras Das to be Maknet, and for the Loive, for the Koine to be Koineit, then once we have an Umdana of Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei, it is possible to effect a Kinyan even without a Maisa Kinyan. And the Rashash brings a few examples in Shas to this Yisoid, and one of them is Gittin Reish Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, meaning our Gemara, that our Gemara says that with the Hanoah, that it's Mishtanya Bein Milvi Yeshana LeMilvi Chadasha, Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei. And it's Mavur that the Rashash understood that the way the Kinyan is working here is not with the mechanics of Kinyan Kesef, that Hanoah is like receiving Kesef. The word is that the Hanoah instigates a Gemiras Das, that he's Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei, since he has pleasure with the new situation, so then he is Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei. Once we have an Umdana that he's Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei, the Kinyan could take effect even without a Maisa Kinyan. And the emes is that in the Stimus Lashon Rashi, it's Mashma like that as well. Rashi says that with the Hanoah that a person has, he's Mishabed Nafshei, Belev Shalem, Lahai, to this third party, Umintik Mikama, and therefore it gets pulled away from the first guy and is Nikna to the third guy. Rashi doesn't mention that the Hanoah is considered like Kesef. Rashi just says that he's Mishabed Nafshei, Belev Shalem, and with that, it goes away from Reuven and is Nikna to Levi. And L'chaira, what Rashi means is, Kimavur in this Rashash, that if there is a Gomar U'mishabed Nafshei Belev Shalem, then that could be Poyel Akinyan even without a Maisa Kinyan. The question is, what's the understanding in that? Throughout Shas, we know that the way Kinyanim work is with a Maisa Kinyan. There are Maisa Kinyan that work the Oiraisa, and as you mentioned in yesterday's Shir, there are some Maisa Kinyan that the Chachamim instituted, Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Agav Karka, and the Kinyan of Maimed Shloshtan. And there's a machloikas with the kinyan derabanan, mahani ladai raisa. But definitely there's a maisa kinyan being done in order to affect a chalois kinyan. But how can we have over here that if a person is gomar u'mishabed nafshei, what's pshat in that toisis and bechairis? And memela the rashash is pshat in our gemara, that if a person is gomar u'mishabed nafshei, a kinyan could be chal without a maisa kinyan. But for this, I think we have to know the aside that the Chazon Ish in Choshen Mishpat Simen Chav Beis brings in the name of his father. The entire Simen Chav Beis in the Chazon Ish in Choshen Mishpat is a letter from his father, and his father writes, Klal Gadol Yiyel L'cha B'Kinyanim. You should have this klal gadol in kinyanim. The ikar hakinyan hu sheyigmar beliboy lahaknois hadavar lachaveiroi. The main thing that creates a kinyan is that the makna should have gmiras das to be makna the item to his friend. Vachaveiroi yismoich daitai alav. And the friend should have should rely on that and have a gmiras das to be kainit. V'yesh dvarim shekimlehu lechazal shebedibur ba'alma goymer beliboy lahaknis lechaveroi. There are certain times the chazal knew they had an umdana, an assumption that there is a full gemiras das, and therefore you could be kinda even without a ma'isa kinyan. And sometimes chazal understood that the full level of gemiras das come only with the kinyanim hamufurashim in hatorah oimei chazal. Sometimes the Gemira's Das is only brought out with a Maisa Kinyan, but sometimes there's such a clear umdana that you could have the Gemira's Das even without a Maisa Kinyan. And the Chazinish's father says, V'doik heitev bozeh, v'hafoich ba dekula ba. Everything is licked in this Yisoid. Doik b'shasu poiskim v'timtzakein. If you look around in Shas and poiskim, you'll see this Yisoid. And this is Taka L'chayra, an example of it right over here. And we have other examples of it, the Gemara in Ksubas daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, and Kiddushin daf Tes Amid Beis, that says, Hein hein hadvarim haniknim ba'amira. Sometimes without a Maisa Kinyan, if we know that there's Gomeru Meshabit Nafshei with the Amira itself, just the das that a person has to be makna to someone else, that itself could be poil a kinyan. So if this yisoid is true, and the Chazinish's father says that this is a yisoid klal gadol yilecha b'kinyanim, that the ikar is the gemira's das, so we can explain our gemara as well. The first mahalach is that there's a kinyan mamish, like a kinyan kesef. There is no transfer of money, but b'hahi hanoa, which is shava kesef, that is like a kinyan kesef. But the way the Rashash is learning, and it's mashmos of the stimus of Rashi as well, over here, this is an example of a kinyan that does not need a ma'isa kinyan. Because since there is hanoa that it's transferring into a milva chadasha, therefore, gomar u'mishabed nafshe b'leiv shalim, once he's gomar u'mishabed nafshe, you don't even need the ma'isa kinyan. Normally, the ma'isa kinyan is to bring out the gemira's das, but it's the gemira's das b'leiv shalim of the makna and of the kaina that is piled the kinyan. Here, where we have the gemira's das, even without a ma'isa kinyan, the kinyan of ma'im Shloshan could work with this Hanoah even though there is no formal Maisa Kenyan. The Gemara then brings the story of Hanu Ginoi, the gardeners who made a Cheshbin Bahadei Hadodi and calculated that one of them received an extra 5 Istri Zuzi, and then the other ones said to him in front of the Balakarka that he should give that extra money to the Balakarka, and that was a Kinyan Mamet Shloshdan. In addition to that, the Balakarka was Konamine, he made a Chalipin to strengthen the Kinyan, and Memela, when the guy did the Cheshbon and discovered that there wasn't anything extra by him, they miscalculated, he wanted to be Chayzer, but Rav Nachman told him that it's already too late, because the Kinyan Mamet Shloshdan was done, and a Kinyan Chalipin as well. And as Tosfos explains, Dibur Hamaskel Chada, Rav Nachman didn't realize that there was a miscalculation. Rav Nachman thought stam that the person wanted to retract his commitment and said it's too late because of Mamet Shloshdan and because of the Kinyan Chalipin. Then Rav explained to Rav Nachman, no, the whole thing was a tos, it was a miscalculation, and Kinyan b'tos, Chayzer, therefore he was not mechuyev to give that money to the Balakarka. The Meiri explains that when Rava says to him that kol kinyan b'tos chayzer, that was addressing the kinyan chalipin, that maybe the Balakarka has the koyach here because of the kinyan chalipin. On that, Rava said to him, no, since it was a kinyan b'tos, the kinyan chalipin was on a false premise, therefore there is no kinyan. But in the kinyan of Maimet Shloshdan, Rava didn't have to explain that kol kinyan b'tos chayzer, because the essence of Maimet Shloshdan is when he says mana li b'yadcha, that the person owes the second person owes the first person money. So then the first person says, give it to Levi instead. But the premise is that there's money that's owed. But once they recalculate it and realize that there's no money that's owed, so then the kinyan of Maimet Shloshdan self-destructs. You don't need to say because the kinyan b'tos is chayzer. There is no mechanics of a kinyan of Maimet Shloshdan b'chlal, because we realize now that he never owed the money. But a kinyan chalipin was a kinyan that has koyach. Therefore, specifically legabe that taina, the Meiri explains that that's where Rava was saying kol kinyan b'tos chayzer. Rav Baruch Ber in the Bircha Shmuel Simin Chav Hei says that this Gemara serves as a makar to a Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Mechira Perek Vav Halacha Ches. The Rambam, when he discusses the kinyan of Maimet Shloshdan, says, Ve'ein echad mishloshdan yochay lachzer boy. None of the three parties could be chayzer. So where does the Rambam get this from, that when you do a Kinyan Mayim and Shloshtan, none of the three parties could be Chayzer? Well, the third party, the recipient, he never wants to be Chayzer. He's the one who's getting something. So that's not so relevant. The main thing is, the first one who was Makne, he can't be Chayzer. And also the second guy, who had originally owed the first person money, and now we're saying that he's supposed to give it to the third person, he can't be Chayzer as well. So for the first guy, the fact that he can't be Chayzer, that we already have from the previous Gemara, the Gemara of the Kaba de Mayrika, that the Gemara says that it's Dvaram Halalu Loi Nitnu L'Chazara, that you can't retract it once you already committed. So then you can't retract the Kinyan HaMayim et Shloshtan. But where does the Rambam get this from, that the Emtsoi, the middle guy, who owed the first one money and now is supposed to give it to the third person, where do we see in the case that he wants to be Chayzer, that he can't be Chayzer? Zakrav Baruch Ber, you see that in this Gemara. Because this gardener who was assumed to have the extra money, he is the middle party here. He was the one who the other Ginoi said to him, listen, you owe us the extra money, so give it to the Balakarka, give it to the Shlishi. The Balakarka will be the third party. And now this guy wanted to be Chayzer. Rav Nachman understood that this person wanted to retract his commitment. And Rav Nachman says, my Eved Lecha, I can't do anything. You can't be Chayzer. Rava explained to him that no, he wasn't being Chayzer. He was just saying that there was a miscalculation. It was Betos. But at that point that we thought that Istam wanted to retract his commitment, Rav Nachman said, it's already too late. So we see a Beferish of Gemara that even if the second guy wants to be Chayzer, he is not able to be Chayzer, and that's the mucker, according to Rav Baruch Ber, of the Lashon of the Rambam, that Ein Echon Mishloshtan Yochol Achzer Boy. There is another important Inyan that comes from this little Gemara of Hanu Ginoi, and that is brought to light by the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil V'loi Poshka Bei. Tosfos brings in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam, and we have it by us in the Rif as well, and Vav Amid Aleph in the Daf Yarif, that this gardener, who supposedly had the extra money, he would not be Neman to be Chayzer and to say that Tolos Haya, that it was a mistake. The only reason we assume it to be true that there was a miscalculation, these Rishonim say, is because the other gardeners were Maida to him, or it was Yadua through Eidus Berura that there was a miscalculation. But if he would Stam get up after he was Maida that he had an extra 5 coins, if he would Stam get up and say, oh, by the way, it was a toast, I made a mistake yesterday, and I don't really owe extra money, then he wouldn't be Neman. Tosfos points out that L'chaira, he should be Neman with a Migu, because a Migu that he could have said, Parati, that I paid up the Balakarka. I admitted yesterday that I owe an extra 5 zuzi, and then I subsequently paid. And there would be no raya that he didn't pay. There's no shtar being held against him. He would be Neman to say Parati. So he should be Neman with the Taina of Ta'isi, with a Migu that he could have said Parati. But Tosfos says that we see from these Rishonim, from Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, and we can add the Rif, that this Migu is not a good Migu. But Tosfos doesn't explain clearly why not. Why, Taka, don't we say that the person would have an emanus to say Ta'os Hayisi, Ta'os Haya, with a Migu that he could have said Parati? So if you look in the Mordechai, in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, it's in the back of the Gemara in the Mordechai in Remez Tav Kuf Chav Dalid. He brings in the name of the Maram Mirutenberg that in this case, the person would not be Neman to say that it was a Toz, because that would be like a Migu B'makam Eidim. Because since a person is Moida, when he's Moida that he owes something, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, says, Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Eidim Dami, that if he's Moida, the person himself is Moida that he's Chayiv, so it's Kemeya Eidim, therefore his Hoidah has the power of Eidim, and now if he wants to retract and say that it's a Toz Haya, just like he could never say that against Eidim and say Eidim are making a mistake, so he can't say that his Haidah was mistaken as well. And therefore the klal is that Amigu b'makam Eidim lo yamrinon. And that is the nusach of the Ramah as well in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Pei Aleph Sif Chav Gimel, that the Migu won't help him, the Haidah as Piv Havi Alav Ke Eidim, because his Haidah is like Eidim, clearly explaining like the Maram Mirutenberg that the Haidas Baldin is Kameya Eidim, and therefore his Migu is a Migu B'makam Eidim. However, if you look in the Rishonim by us, you'll see a little bit of a different understanding, and that is in the Rosh in Simen Yud Zayin. The Rosh says that the reason why the person would not be Neman with a Migu afterwards to say that he made a mistake is because Ein Derech B'nei Adam Lo Haidos Ad She Yechavein Cheshboina Yafe. because it's not the derech b'nei Adam to be maida unless he knows klar that there's no mistake. And therefore we have an umdana that he did not make a mistake. The Karban Esanel on the bottom of the Rosh in Ois Tuf explains that what the Rosh means to say is that it's a migu b'makam anan sahadi. There's an umdana, there's an anan sahadi, that if he was moide, so then it's probably true, because the derech b'nei Adam is not to be moide that you owe money unless you're very sure that you owe money. So now if you want to tell us this unbelievable taina of Taos Haya, we don't believe it, because there's an umdana that it's not true. You have a power of a migu, mali l'shaker, it's a raya that you're telling the truth, but if we have an umdana that's to the power of an anan sahadi, that you're not telling the truth, that migu is like a migu b'makam edim, because anan sahadi, after all, is that we are edim, that's the taich of anan sahadi, we are, so to speak, edim on the matter, because we have an umdana, clearly, that it didn't happen, a clear assumption that something like that would not have happened, and therefore it's a migu b'makam anan sahadi, and that is the lashon of the Rashba by us. He doesn't say it's a migu b'makam edim. He says it's a migu b'makam anan sahadi. And the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Kuf Chavav Sif Yud Gimel says this nusach as well. Tahavi kim migu b'makam edim. It's like a migu b'makam edim. Deloy shchiach sheyite. It's not shchiach that he'll make a mistake and be moide b'toz. And therefore what he means is it's like a migu b'makam edim, because it's a migu b'makam anan sahadi. In the Hagois Imrei Baruch on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Aleph, Chayshe Mishpat Simen Pei Aleph, on the Shach Sivkatan Samach, the Imrei Baruch, that's the Baruch Tam, or Baruch Tumim Frankel, he points out that these are two different mahalchim. One mahalch that we were medayik from the Ramah, based on the Marami Rutenberg, and one Mahalach that were Mendaik from the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rosh and the Rashi by us. Both Mahalchim tell us that the reason that the Migu doesn't work is because the Klal of Migu B'makam Edim Loyam Rinon. But the Marami Rutenberg's Pshat, which the Ramah seems to go with, is that it's like a Migu B'makam Edim Mamish, because Hoidaz Baldin Kimea Edim. If it has the power of Edim, you're not Nemun with Migu Keneged Edim, so you're not Nemun with a Migu Keneged your Hoidah. The second Pshat, the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rosh and the Rashi by us, is that it's kemigu b'makam edim, but not because the haidah is kemeya edim, because there's an anan sahadi that if he was moide, then it must be true, and he must have calculated well, and there's no miscalculation. If that's the case, any umdana that has the status of an anan sahadi, that is a migu b'makam anan sahadi, which is looked at in halacha like a migu b'makam edim, and that's why the migu would not work, and that's why these rishayim, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rif, say that the only way in this sugya the person is neman to come after and say Taos Haya is only if the other gardeners are moida to it, or if there is an Eidos Brura. But if not for that, stam to come to say Taos Haya, the person would not be Neman, and the Migu would not help him. The Gemara at the turn of the Daf brings the story of Rab Achi bar Rab Yoshia, who had a silver kli by people in Naharda, and he told Rab Dostoi bar Rab Yanai and Rab Yosi bar Kippur that when they go there, they should pick it up for him. And in the Arichos of the story about the terrifying people that scared Rab Dostoi bar Rab Yanai, but Rab Yosi bar Kippur was brave and he said he's not going to give back the kli, we learn a few interesting points, halacha l'maisa. The Ramah says that, the Ramah in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, says that even though there's a chiyuv of hoicheach toicheach asam isecha, that someone has to give mussar to people who are not doing the right thing. However, the minig today is that many people are mekel and they are not moiche b'ovrei aveira, they don't protest ovrei aveira, mishum sheyesh sakana b'davar. Shalayim serenu l'malchus. There's a sakana because maybe the people will hand them over to the malchus. And the Ramon Yerideya simin shin lamed dalid, sif memches, says similarly that bizman hazeh, people are very mekel to be moiche and ovrei aveira, because you're not mechuyev to spend money on the mitzvah of teichacha, and if you give teichacha to people who are intimidating, maybe they will be mazik you with your money, and maybe even more than that, maybe they'll be mazik you with your guf, and therefore a person could be lenient in the mitzvah of hecheach teichiach es amisecha, not to be mechiach oivrei aveira if he's afraid that they might do something to him. And the makar of the Ramah is from the Mari Vail in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger in our sugya, in the Gilyan Hashas, on the words Ihachi, is mitzayin a piece of the Bukhar Shar in Masechta Soita Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and there the Bukhar Shar is ma'orer on the Ramah from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara it says that Rav Dostoyev Rav Yanai was very afraid, and therefore he did not give Musar and did not stand up for what was right. Adraba, he told the people that they should continue hitting Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur because he was so afraid of them that he wanted to show them that he was on their side. Yet, when he was questioned by Rav Acha bar Rabbi Yoshia at the end of the story, why did you do that? So when he said, because they were very intimidating people, they were scary people, that did not satisfy Rav Acha bar Rabbi Yoshia. First, Rav Acha bar Rabbi Yoshia asked, were these people kroivim lamalchus? Do these people have an association with the government? And he said they did. And then he asked, do they have susim upradim, horses and mules that run behind them to show them great kavod, to show that they're very respected people? And he said, yes, they do have that. Amalei hachi, if so, if that's the case, then shapir avata, then you did the right thing by not starting up with them, not going against them. But it's Masha from this Gemara, says the Bukhar Shar, that really a person has a chiyuv to stand up for what's right and to do the mitzvah of hoicheach, teicheach hasami secha, even keneged oivrei aveira. People are very makel in that, says the Bukhar Shar. And people could watch other people, ish esrei'ehu chayim beloi, mamish swallowing up someone else up and mamish destroying them, and no one says anything. And a lot of people do this based on the Ramah, because the Ramah says, we're not mechiach oivrei aveira bizman hazeh, because who knows what they could do to you. Says the Bukhar Shar, but you see from our Gemara that a person is mechuyiv, like the mitzvah of Eicheach Teicheach HaSamisecha, a person is mechuyiv to stand up for what's right, unless there's a clear danger for him. Not just that the people are strong people, but they're very well connected, and they're very respected people, they could carry out their bad intentions. Therefore, you see from our Gemara, a chumra in Eicheach Teicheach HaSamisecha, that only ihachi, only if they have a connection to the Malchus, and they have the susim upradim ratzim achareyem, then you could be makil in giving them teichacha. But anything short of that, a person is mechuyev to give teichacha. And the Ramah himself over there in Yerideya brings that the Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person could be mechiyach someone else and is not mechiyach them, then he has a chelek in that avera. If a person is in a situation, whether as a parent or a sibling or a friend, that you could be mechiyach someone who is doing the wrong thing, it's a big achrayis for a person to do teichacha. And even if you're a little intimidated by the person and afraid of his reaction, still, unless there's a clear danger to his money or to his guf, the halacha is based on our Gemara, says the Bukhar Shar, that we see from our Gemara that a person should stand for what's right and should make an attempt to be Meichiach his friend. I'll read you the lashon of the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaHarambam in Mitzvahs Asei Reish Hei, which is the mitzvah of Hoicheach Toicheach HaSamisecha. The Rambam says, Shetzivonu LaHoicheach HaChoitei. You have to be mechiach, the person who did an avera, oy mishe yirtze lachtoy, or someone who is planning to do an avera, who wants to do an avera, v'lemnoya oysay mimenu, and to hold him back from doing it. Amir Rosh Hashiva and Shara Torah, Reb Zelig Epstein Zatzal, was medayik from the Rambam that the mitzvah of teichacha is not just when you see someone doing a wrong thing, but when you know that he's planning to go somewhere he shouldn't go, or you know that he's planning to do something bad, that's included in the mitzvah of teichacha to try to persuade him, la'afrushe me'isura, to be mafreshim from the isser, because the lashon of the Rambam is, lo'hichiach ha'choitei oy mishe yirtze lachtoi. Whether he's a choitei or someone who wants to be choitei, you have a chi of teichacha, and a person shouldn't say, as long as I'm doing the right thing, I don't care what the other person does, dinoy im eloikov, his din is going to be with Hashem. Ze hefech ha-toira. That's the opposite of the Das Toira. The Das Toira is that Hashem wants us to do the mitzvahs and stay away from the averas and to be mechiach other people who are being choitei or who at least are planning on being choitei in order that they should stay away from doing the avera as well. That's one chiddush that comes out lahalacha from our Gemara. And another chiddush derech agav in the back and forth of Rav Achi bar Rabbi Yoshia and Rav Dostoyev bar Rabbi Yanai. Rav Dostoyev said that I was afraid for my life. Ilu hargu es Dostoyev, if they would have killed me, mi nosan li Yanai abba bar kemoisi, who would give Yanai my father, because Rav Dostoyev bar Rabbi Yanai was the son of Rabbi Yanai, and he would have given my father someone in my place that would be on my madrega. And the question arises, l'chaira, there's a beferish adin in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya Simin Reish Mem Sif Beis, that a person is not allowed to call his father by his name. V'lo yikri enu b'shmai. He's not allowed to call his father by his name. And the shach over there in Sivkatan Dalid is medayik from the Mechaber that even if it's shaloi b'funav, of course not calling the father by his name in front of his face, but even referring to him by his name when he's not there is still aser. So if that's the case, how could Rav Dostoyev Rav Yanai in conversation say, mi nosan l'yanai abba bar kemoisi? How could he mention his father's name? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagois on Shulchan Aruch over there asks a similar question from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Tezvav that says that Rabbi Yossi says Maisa ba'abo chalafta. There's a story with my father chalafta. Rashi says that this was Rabbi Yossi bar chalafta. And when he says Abba Chalafta, he means my father Chalafta. And L'chaira, how could Rabbi Yossi have said his father's name? He's not allowed to say his father's name like that in that it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Aruch HaShulchan over there in Simen Reish Mem and Sif Tesvav answers Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha and says that when a person says the word Abba, like Abba Chalafta, then it's not Usur. It's only Usur to say my father, to refer to his father as Chalafta. But if you say my father Chalafta, Abba Chalafta, then that's already a title of Kavod, Abba Chalafta, and therefore that would be Mutter. Memela, the Gemara in Shabbos is not Shver when it says Maisa ba Abba Chalafta. The Ramah himself says in Simen Reish Mem Beis Sif Tezvav, that there's a similar halacha, lagabe a Rebbe, that a person is not allowed to call his Rebbe or refer to his Rebbe by his first name, but if he says Rebbe Pliny, then he's allowed to. And the shach over there in Sivkot and Chav Dalet is madgish, that doesn't help in front of his face, to call him in front of him to say Rebbe Pliny. But to refer to him shaloi b'fanav, that's allowed. So just like the Ramos says that, lagabe kavid rabbi, hu adin by kavid aviv, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though it's also to mention the father's name, even shaloi b'fanav, but if you say Abba, then it's allowed. So if that's the case, the Aruch HaShulchan's Yisoid is Miyashiv our Gemara as well. Because over here also, the Lashon of Rav Dustoy was Mi Nosan Leyanai Abba Bar Kamoisi. Once he says Abba, he gives the title Abba, so then it could be that it's Mutter. Although for this Gemara, you have to say an Eret Chiddush. Over there, the Gemara in Shabbos that the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about, he said the word Abba first. Rav Yossi said Maisa Ba Abba Chalafta. So you could say that that's the title that he's giving him. My father Chalafta, Abba Chalafta, there it's Mutter. Over here, it's in the opposite order. Mi nasan liyanai abba. Didn't say abba yanai. So it would be an extra chiddush to say over here that it would be mutter because he used the word abba. However, I want to show and point out that in the Biur Hagra, it's mefurish like this teretz to the kasha on our Gemara. Because over there in the Biur Hagra, in Simen Reish Mem, Sifkatan Lamid Vav, in Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sifkat and Lamed Vav, on that din of the Ramah, that the Ramah says that you're allowed to mention the Rebbe's first name, Shaloi Befanav, if you preface it by saying Rebbe, the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, says, V'chein Ba'aviv, also by a father, Kisha Amar Abba Mutter, like the aside of the Aruch HaShulchan, when you say Abba, it's Mutter even by Aviv. And the Gaon says, K'moisha Motzinu Bekama Mekaymois, Abba Chalafta, Yoichai Abba, that he says there, Abba Chalafta, like that Gemara in Shabbos, Yoichai Abba is Reb Shimon bar Yochai saying, Yoichai, my father, a Gemara in Me'ila, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and there we see that by Yoichai Abba, it's even if you say the word Abba after the name, and then the Vilna Gaon adds, L'yanai Abba, Gitin Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Kayotze Boy. The expression, Yanai Abba, which is our Gemara, Mi Nasan L'yanai Abba Bar Kamoisi, and he quotes our Gemara, Gitin Yud Dalet Amid Beis. So we see beferish that the Vilna Gaon was bothered by this kasha. If there's a din in Shulchan Aruch lagabe aviv and rabbi v'lo yikre enu b'shmoi, say how could Reb Dustoy b'Reb Yanai say liyanai abba? And the Vilna Gaon says that just like the Ramah says that by Rebbe, if you say the word Rebbe, that is matter you to say the first name. Hu adin by a father, if you say the word abba, it's matter you to say the first name, even if abba is said after the name is mentioned. And his makar, one of his makaris is from our Gemara. So we see this lahalacha as well, that if a person is referring to his father, he's not allowed to refer to his father by his first name, even Shaloi Befanav, but if he calls him Abba, whether he says the title of Abba before the name or after the name, then that would be Mutter. In the Iker Sugya of Hoylech Kizchi, the Gemara brings a braisa that if a person says Hoylech Mana Leplaini, you should bring money to someone else. And the Rashba explains that this is not talking about a Chayiv where there's a question of Kabbalah Sachrayus, this is talking about a Matana. So if Reuven tells Shimon, give Levi this matana, then Shimon looks for Levi and it turns out that Levi had already died. So one braisa says, Yachzru l'mishaleach, Shimon should return it to the sender, to Reuven. And the other braisa says, L'yorshe mishen ishtalchu loy, to the yorshim of Levi. And the Gemara wants to say that the machloikas is whether you say hoylech kizchi or not, it would be a machloikas tanoim. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Abba Bar Memel said that you could be hoylech is lav kischi according to everyone. However, the Braisa that says that you return it, that you give it to the Yarshim, Lav Misha Nishtalchuloi, the Yarshim of Levi, that's talking about B'Shchiv Mira. We know a Shchiv Mira is someone who is a Chayla, who is deathly ill. The Targum Unkelis in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Hinei Avicha Chayla, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, is Hinei Avuch Shchiv Mira. When someone is deathly ill, he's called a Shchiv Mira. And the Gemara Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, says that there's a Takonas Chachamim that we say that Divrei Shchiv Mira Kechsuven Uch Mesurin Damu, because we're afraid that if he has to go through the regular Darkei Akinyan, so then maybe he'll lose his mind and he'll end up being Bisakana. Therefore, Chazal made a Takonas Chachamim that Divrei Shchiv Mira Kechsuven Uch Mesurin Damu. The Lashon of Divrei Shchiv Mira Kechsuven Uch Mesurin is explained by the Sma in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Nun Sivkatan Gimel, that the word Kechsuvin, as if it's written, that's referring to Karka, because the normal way to make a transaction of real estate of Karka is to do it Bishtar. So Divrei Shchiv Mira is Kechsuvin, it's as if it's written in a Shtar, you don't have to actually go through the process of writing a Shtar. Kimisurin is referring to metaltalin. By movable objects, the normal way of a kinyan is to be moiser, to give it over. So Divrei Shchiv Mira, whether he's discussing a matana of karka or of metaltalin, it's kichsuvin or kimisurin damu. So al kopanim, if we have a special power of Divrei Shchiv Mira, therefore, even though hoylich is lav kischi, but by a Shchiv Mira, the halacha would be that he's zoichit for the person who he was sent for Levi. And if Levi already died, so you give it to the Yarshim Mishnishtalchuloi, to the Yarshim of Levi. Rashi says that when it says in the Gemara that the Braisa that says you give it to the Yarshim Mishnishtalchuloi is talking about a Shchiv Mira, Rashi says Shekolzman Shaloi Chazar Boy Dvarav Kechsuvenuch Mesurin, that the Shchiv Mira has a power that his words are Kechsuvenuch Mesurin, Vahoylech Didei Zechihu. And therefore, when he says Hoylech, it means Zechi. And therefore, you give it to the Yarshei Mishin Ishtalchuloi, Sha'arei Zocha Avihen Bechayev, because the father was already Zoicha right away, Bechayev, while he was still alive. The Achroinim Amadayik, the Pnei Yeshua over here, and the Ktsois HaChoshen, in Simen Kuf Chav Hei, Sivkotan Hei, the Medayik from the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi did not explain that the way that this Matana works is because Divrei Shchiv Mira Kechsuven Uch Mesurin Damu, and therefore, it's a Matna Shchiv Mira. Rashi says that since the Shchiv Mira has a power that his words are kechsuvin uch mesurin, therefore when he says hoylech, we say hoylech kischi. Even if we hold that in general by a bari hoylech lav kischi, by a Shchiv Mira we say hoylech kischi. And what's the pshat in that? So the Ktzais brings that the Rashba by us explains shebishchiv Mira kivon didvarav kechsuvin uch mesurin. Alim dibure, his words are on a higher level, on a stronger level. Lemehevi hoylech didei kischi, that his word hoylech is explained to mean kischi. What does that mean? Alim dibure, that the words of a Shchiv Mira are stronger. So it seems that what the Rashba means is that when a person says zechi, then he means clearly that you should be zoichet for the recipient. When a person says hoylech, there are two ways to touch up his words. Either he means bring it, but don't be zoichet now for the makabel, or he means kischi, that you should bring it because you're being zoichet now for the makabel. And therefore, even though by a bari we'll say that the hachra, that hoylech lav kischi, hoylech just means to bring it, but by someone whose words are alim dibura yeshchiv mira, then chazal are koiveya, that for such a person, his words are touched up in the stronger way, in the more powerful way, and therefore we'll say that he means hoylech kischi. Al kopanim, it's mavur in the Rashi and the Rashba that the matana over here is not working with the power of matna shchiv mira. It's since we know a klal that divrei shchiv mira kechsuvenuch mesurin, therefore alim dibure, his words are starker, and even if we'll normally say hoylech lav kischi, by a shchiv mira we'll say hoylech kischi. The Ktzais HaChoshen explains that what Rashi is coming la'afuke is the pirish of Toisvis, the top Toisvis dibur hamaschil ha b'shchiv mira. Toisvis says that we're talking over here with the power of Matna Shchiv Mira. And Toisvis says, even in a case where the Makabel, where Levi dies, Bechaye Noisein, during the life of Ruvain, and we know that the rule is, the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, is Mevur, that the Matna Shchiv Mira is Chal only La'achar Misa. So Toisvis says, but the Das of Ruvain, the Das of the Noisein over here, is that Kivan sheyeshnei lemekabel b'shas matan mois, Levi was alive at the time that Reuven gave over this matana to Shimon. Sheyizka hamekabel achar misasai oyhu oyarshav. Either Levi or his yarshim should be zoicha in it. And Tosis is bothered. Let's say Levi's yarshim are not even born at that time. If Levi's Yarshim are not born ad achar misas noisein, until after the noisein dies, and the matana is supposed to take effect right away at the time of the misas Reuven, so then how could it work? If the kids are not born yet, we hold hamazaka l'uber loikana. So Tosis explains the divrei shchiv meira kishemeis kimesurin lemekabel mishas nesinas shchiv meira oy amirasoi, that the way it works is lemafreya, that even though we know a matna shchiv meira is chal la'achar misa, but at that point it is chal retroactively to the time, from the time of the nesinas shchiv meira, or from the time of his words, and therefore it's going to work even if the yarshei hamekabel are not born yet until achar misas hanoisein. And the Ketzos HaChoshen explains that Rashi wanted to avoid this problem. If the klal is that the matna shchiv meira works only la'achar misa, so then if the kids are not born yet, the kids of Levi are not born yet until after Reuven dies, so then how will that matana work? So Rashi and the Rashba therefore want to say that the Gemara is just using the shchiv meira because that makes it alim dibure, because divrei shchiv meira kechsuvenu chamesurin, and therefore when someone who is alim dibure hoylech kischi, and therefore he's zoicha right away mechaye hanoisein because of hoylech kischi. But Tosfos doesn't want to learn like that. Tosfos says that the Gemara, when the Gemara says b'shchiv meira, it means that it's working with the mechanics of a matna shchiv meira. And if matna shchiv meira works only la'achar misa, so how is that going to work? So Tosfos says that it has to be that it's going l'mafreya mishas nesina shchiv meira oy amirasoi. And the big kasha on Tosfos is asked by the Ran over here, and the Beis Yosef in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Reish Nun was mechavin to this question, that if you look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, about Matna Shchiv Meira, it's mevur in the Gemara that it's not chal retroactively. It's mevur in the Gemara that only la'achar gemar misa, the kinyan is chal. It's mevur that anything, any koyach that was in place before the misa has a precedence over the Matna Shchiv Meira. It's clear from that sugya that the matna shchiv meira is chal only la'achar misa and not chal retroactively. And the Ketzos says, and the Rashash over here as well, they say that that's why Rashi didn't want to say like Tosfos, because it's mavur that it's chal la'achar misa and not la'mafreya. What's pshat in the Tosfos that Tosfos says that it's chal la'mafreya? How does it stem with the Gemara that says that it's chal only la'achar misa? So the Nesivus in Simin Reish Nun, Sivkatan Aleph, says that those who were bothered by this kasha on Tosfos did not see the Tshuvas Maharit. The Tshuvas Maharit in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Ayin Dalet explains that when it says in the Gemara that it's Chal La'achar Misa, the Matna Shchiv Meira is Chal La'achar Misa, Chazal gave a Yipui Koyach. They gave an extra power to this Matna Shchiv Meira. Asa Uho Kematana Mehayoyim Ula Achar Misa. They made it like a matana, mehayoyim from today, ula achamisa. The shibud oichal mehayoyim, uzchos la achamisa. The shibud is chal from today, but the actual zchus, the actual kinyan, is chal la achamisa. Says the Nesivus that that's the kavana of Tosfos as well. When Tosfos says that the matna shchiv meira works l'mafreya mishas nesina shchiv meira oy amirasoi, Tosfos doesn't mean that that's actually when the kinyan takes place, that the kinyan is chal retroactively, because that's not true. It's mavur in the Gemara in Bava Basra that the kinyan is chal achar misa. What Tosfos means is that retroactively, if the person ends up dying, what's chal mishas nesinosoi is the shibud, that at that point the person has a right, the makabel has a right that he is going to be zoicha in it la'achar misa. That chalois din takes place right away, of course only if he ends up dying, but if he ends up dying, then l'mafreya, it turns out that from that moment, that shibud was chal, and memela, the makabel has a right that he is going to be koinit la'achar misa. So yes, Tosfos uses the terminology that it's chal, mishas nesinas shchiv meira oyami rasoi, but Tosfos doesn't mean that the kinyan is chal lamafreya. Toisis means that that shibud, if the guy ends up dying, then lamafreya, the shibud is chal, like a kinyan mehayoyim ula achar misa. But since the kinyan doesn't actually take effect until achar misa, so it stems with that gemara in Bava Basra that says that if there is a kinyan that takes place before the gemara misa, then that would have precedence. But if there isn't, then the kinyan of the matna shchiv mira will take place la'achar misa. And the emes is that if you look in the Rosh, at the end of our perek, at the end of Simon Yud Tes, the last few lines of the Rosh says, like the Mahalach of Tosfos, and the Rosh adds a few words, Mishum de divrei shchiv mira le'inyan liknois la'achar misasoi, chashuvin kechsuvin uchemesurin le'mafreya mishas nesinasoi. The Rosh says also like Tosfos, that it's kechsuvin uchemesurin lemafreya, but the Rosh adds the words that divrei shchiv mira leinyan liknois achar misasoi legabe being kaina it laachar misa archal kechsuvin uchemesurin lemafreya. And this is mavur clearly lechayra, like the mahalach of the Marit and like the answer of the Nesivis, that Tosis doesn't mean to say that the kinyan is chal actually retroactively. Leinyan liknois laachar misa, the Rosh says clearly that the kinyan is chal laachar misa, and that's the way it was mavur in that Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Zayin, that it's chal laachar misa the kinyan and not lamafreya. All Tosis and the Rosh mean that it's chal lamafreya means that if the person ends up dying, then the shibud, that right to be koineit laachar misa, is already in place. Is already chal lemafreya mishas nesinasoi and mishas amirasoi, and therefore, even if the kids were born laachar misas hanoisein, still, since that shibud takes effect mechayim, and the person had in mind, as Tosfos says in the beginning of the Tosfos, sheyizku boy, that at the time of the kinyan, either the makabel or the yarshei hamakabel, they will be zoicha. Therefore, the mechanics of divrei shchiv mira kechsuvin uchemesurin could be in place even in this case. However, this is all in Shitas Tosfos, but Shitas Rashi and the Rajba are that it's not working lemafreya at all. Not the kinyan and not the shibur. It's a regular kinyan la'achar gmar misa, mikanu lahabo. And therefore, Rashi and the Rashba are bothered that there could be scenarios that being koine la'achar misas hanoisein is not going to work. For example, if the Yarshei HaMakabel were not in the world yet, and mazake la'uber loy kana. So therefore, they understood, the Rashi and the Rashba understood, that when the Gemara says here that by a shchiv mera it's going to work, it's because we'll say hoylich kizchi. What's the mile of a shchiv mera in that svara of hoylich kizchi? The answer is, since he's an alim dibure, someone whose words are strong, therefore Chazal are going to be koivea that we touch up his words in the stronger way, in the way that we will be mezake the makabel easier, and therefore, even though by everybody else the hachro would be hoylich lav kischi, by a shchiv mera, according to Rashi and the Rashba, we're going to say hoylich kischi. The Gemara then brings the teretz of Rav Zvid that ha b'ha b'shchiv mera. It could be both brises are referring to a shchiv mera. Yet the brisa that says that you return it back to the mishaleach, that's talking about where it's discovered that the Mekabel was already dead, Bishas Matan Mois. He was not alive anymore at the time that Reuven gave over the money to Shimon, and therefore he is not Zoiche in the money, and his Yarshim do not get it. Rashi explains, Dibra Maschil Hod the Lese Le Mekabel, Shekvar Meis, Vizel Loi Hoyo Yoidea. Reuven didn't know that at the time that he gave the money to Shimon, and said, give it over to Levi. Levi was already dead. Nimtzeis zechia b'taos v'loi konu yarshim. It turns out that it's a zechia b'taos. The whole thing was based on a false pretense that Levi was alive. If Levi was not alive then the whole zechia was b'taos. The Ktzais HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Chav Hei, Sivkatan Hei, is bothered why Rashi has to say that the chisaron is because it's a zechia b'taos. L'chayra, there's a much more simple pshat, and that is the pshat that the Rosh says in Simen Yutes, the ain kinyan lemeis. Because if the kinyan was done on behalf of someone who was not alive at that time, ain kinyan lemeis. And the Ran and a number of other Rishonim here as well say this pshat, that the reason why if Leisei LeMekabel B'Shas Matan Mois, then the Yarshei HaMekabel do not get it, is not because it was a Tos, it was because Ein Kinyan LeMeis. So why does Rashi not say the reason of Ein Kinyan LeMeis? However, the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Zechia U'Matana, Simen Lamed Aleph, brings that there's actually a discussion about this in the Rishonim, whether it's possible to have a Zechia LeMeis. He brings from the Tshuvas HaRashba in Simen Shinayin Hei, that the Tshuvas HaRashba holds that a mace could be zoiche, things that are for him, l'mashal, to be koine a matzeva, or other things, tzarchei kvura, that it would be negeah to be mezake to a mace, if someone gives over to another person in order to be zoiche for a mace, something for him, then he could be zoiche. That's what the Tshuva Sarashba says. And the Machne Ephraim says, and I have another diuk of a shita that there is zechiya lemeis, because at the end of the first parak in Gittin, the Gemara says that if the Makabel was not alive already at the Shas Matan Mois, then it goes back to the Mishalayach, Yachzel Mishalayach. And the Machne Ephraim says, Upirish Rashi, Mishum to have his Chia Betos. And our Rashi says, because it's his Chia Betos, Mashma Disfir Le Deyesh Sechia Lemeis. It's Mashma that he holds that there is a Chia Lemeis. The Lavachi Tepuk Le Shein Kinyan Lemeis. So the Machne Ephraim is Oimid on the Ktsois Achoshin's Kasha on Rashi, and says that you see that Rashi holds like the Tshuva Sarashba, that the Taka is a din of Zechia Lemeis. And if Rashi holds like this, this would be a big Chiddush. But if we see such a thing in the Rashba, it could be that Rashi holds it is possible for someone to be zoicha money on behalf of someone who is dead. Legabe what? Legabe that kinyan that he'll now have it and be makne to his yarshim. And therefore Rashi has to explain that the reason why it does not go to the yarshim mishan ishtalhuloi is because the zechiyah was betos. The Rosh and the Ran that explain ain't kinyan lemeis hold that there is no such kinyan lemeis once he's dead, so there is no such thing as being zoicha for him, even for the purpose of the yarshim getting it. But it could be Rashi holds like the Rashba that yesh zechiyah lemeis. Then the Gemara brings the teretz of Rav Papa. The Rav Papa says, Hava ha bebari, and we say, Hoylech is lav kischi. However, the Braisa that says that you have to give it liyarshe mishin ishtal chuloi is talking about the mace noisein b'chayim akabel, and therefore there's a din of mitzvah l'chayim divrei ha-mace, and therefore we give it over to the yarshim of Levi. The din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is a mitzvah midrabanan. Toisus in Ksubis daf pei vavam et aleph, dibur hamaschel priyas balchoiv mitzvah says that there is no mitzvah d'oiraisa, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That's a din of a mitzvah d'rabanan. But we see here that the mitzvah of l'kayim divrei hameis, even though it's only a mitzvah d'rabanan, but l'maisa, there is a koyach here. It's not just a mitzvah, a commandment, that we say that you have to be m'kayim divrei hameis. That's a schus that the Makabel has, because we're saying that if it's mis noisein b'chayim Makabel, then you give it to the Yarshe Mishan Ishtalchuloi. Why? Just because there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? It sounds like the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis makes here a zechus that the Makabel is therefore zoichet, and Mimela, if he's zoichet, he gets it. If he turns out that he's not alive later, you give it to the Yarshe Mishan Ishtalchuloi. So it's not just a question of a mitzvah to do it, but there's actually a zechus mamin because of that din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana Simen Chavtes is Mayrich about this Yisoid and brings it out from our Gemara that we see Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis actually creates a Zchus, a Mamonistic Zchus that the recipient has. And one of the great rayas to this is from Toisus in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Tesam Ad Aleph, because Toisus there asks, why do we need the Yisoid of Divrei Shchivmer HaKichsuv and HaMesurin, like we mentioned before, Teipuk Lei, that Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hameis? The Divrei Shchivmer HaKichsuv and HaMesurin Damu is only if the Shchivmer ends up dying. At that time, we'll say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. L'Chayr, the Kasha of Taisis doesn't make sense. What does it mean, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis? That's a mitzvah. Here we're trying to say it's K'chesuv and HaMesurin, that there's actually a Kenyan that's Chal. Elamai, we see that Taisis assumed as a Davar Pashut, and the Makar Kabi from this Sugya, that the Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis is not merely a mitzvah, a good thing that's incumbent upon us to listen to the Divrei Hameis. Once there's a Klal of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, that is a schus, and therefore if he is zoiche, if the makabel here has a mamonistic schus in it, if it turns out that he's not alive, then it's you give it to the Yarshe Misha Nishtachuloi, because he was zoiche it with the koyach of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.